I've had Mike's back the whole time. I mean, this idea that I haven't had Mike's back is ridiculous. The one who hasn't had Mike's back is you.
Okay.
You're the flip-flopper. You're the one that's totally cool with them firing the winning coach. I mean, you know what? Like, I just want to take everybody that trip down memory lane because you weren't even here for this. So I'm not even sure you remember. But I remember because I've watched this franchise every day since day one. And I remember what it was like when Jeff Fisher would win four of the last five games in a regular season and keep his job at 8-8 for some unknown reason. And you had to go into another year of Fisher ball. And I remember when you felt like you had a great team and you'd play the Ravens and Algie Crumpler and Lindell White would fumble the ball and just in the blink of an eye, you're out of the playoffs. And I remember what it was like when they hired Mike Munchak and the fact that they were the worst 6-10 team I have ever seen in my life in 2012. And I remember when they brought in Ken Whisenhunt and he ran off Jake Locker and that team was 2-14 and they couldn't beat anybody. And then the next year they were 3-13 and the quarterback played with a bad MCL and every game was 45-13. I remember that. See, a lot of you seem to forget it. A lot of people seem to think that it's really easy to not lose 43-14. And a lot of you people seem to think that there's a bunch of coaches out there that can go beat the Patriots in the divisional round of the playoffs. And I'm here to tell you all something. There's not. There's not. You know how many times Belichick and Brady lose in the divisional round? I think they've lost once. Maybe twice. There are not a lot of coaches that you can hire that can get the Titans further than they are. Because I remember that. Because I remember those moments. And look, I was hard on Mike when they went to Jacksonville and laid an egg at the end of last season and missed the playoffs. And I was hard on him when they went out west to Arizona and lost that game and then lost to Jimmy G and the Niners. Because he should have won those games. But this idea that you don't remember what it was like when Vince Young threw his pads into the stands. And you don't remember what it was like when this team was picking third overall and fifth overall and had all these high draft picks. And now it's just like, well, I mean, malarkey. And all he could do was get us to the divisional round and lose to the Patriots. Everybody loses to the Patriots. It's been that way for two decades. I don't get, like, everybody I hear just seems to think, well, you know, he didn't take the wind in the fourth quarter of that game. That's his fault. He should be fired. And then I ask, like, okay, so who's a good coach to go get? Oh, I don't know, but we got to get somebody. What? You got nobody to get. You got nobody to get. The one guy you all want is the guy who drafted Tim Tebow. He drafted Tim Tebow 25th. Overall, and that's the guy you all want, and you might not even be able to get him. So if they go back to being 2-14 and they go 5-11 next year, and just ask the Houston Texans, because it can't happen. If they go 5-11 next year, or I gotta watch Mike Munchak football again, it's everybody's fault. It's your fault, Floyd. It's John Robinson's fault. It's everybody's fault who just thinks a new coach can come in here and light it up. I think I'm off my rant now. But I mean.
Feel better?
It's like I'm in a room with people that don't remember what the last 15 years of the Titans have been like. It's like they think this team should be dusting off Lombardi trophies in the lobby.